The corporate regulator says the Whitehaven coal hoax should serve as a lesson to the media and investors. More than $300 million was wiped from the coal company's share price after a fake media release said the ANZ Bank had withdrawn around $1 billion in funding for a project in northern New South Wales. Environmentalist Jonathan Moylan has claimed responsibility for the hoax and apologised to investors. For more, I'm joined by finance reporter Sue Lannan. Sue, just remind us about how all this unfolded.
Well, what happened, Sam, was that there was a press release, or what the media thought was a press release, put out on Monday saying that ANZ Bank had withdrawn $1.2 billion in funding from the coal miner Whitehaven Coal for its project in northern New South Wales called Maules Creek. That was put out by AAP, Australian Associated Press. So it hit the news. Investors heard about it. The share price tumbled. During that time, at least $300 million was wiped off the price of the shares. But then by the early afternoon, ANZ Bank came out and put out a press release saying that the previous press release was fraudulent and ANZ was not, in fact, withdrawing funding. So after that, Whitehaven shares actually started trading again and they recovered the losses.
How's Jonathan Moylan justified his actions?
Yes, well, the environmentalist Jonathan Moylan claimed responsibility for the press release. He said he got an ANZ template and he drafted the press release and he sent it via a dummy email that he bought. He said that he's an anti-coal activist and his actions were justified because of the damage caused by coal mining to the environment. However, he has told the ABC that he apologises to shareholders. He didn't intend any harm to shareholders in Whitehaven and he does apologise, but he won't apologise for exposing ANZ's dirty investments in Whitehaven Coal.
What exactly is the system that would allow both investors and the media to get duped by one faked media release?
Yes, well, look, actually, the system that most people follow is that companies lodge their documents with the ASX, so any changes that are material, so that anything that could affect the share price or affect the financial health in the company is lodged with the ASX, and everyone is used to that convention. But, of course, the market does trade on speculation and rumour, so press reports, stories in newspapers on the front page, stories on news wires can move the market, and that's what happened in this case, and no one checked, including other journalists.
You've been speaking, I know, to the Australian Securities and Investments Commission about the hoax. What have they had to say?
Well, they're investigating the case. They say they're taking it very seriously because it goes to the heart of the integrity of the market in Australia, and then investors have to have the right information so that they can make financial decisions. Now, the penalties that Jonathan Moylan could face are under the Corporations Act, so he could be jailed for up to 10 years, and in fact, he could be fined more than $700,000. Now, Greg Tanzer, who's the acting chairman, said he couldn't speak about the specifics of the case, but he says there's a lesson for both the media and investors. Now, stock markets often trade on rumour and speculation, so do investors who sold shares have to take personal responsibility?
Yeah, look, we know that there are people who sometimes buy and sell on the basis of incomplete information, but I think there's quite a difference between incomplete and knowingly false or misleading information. And that's what the legislation is designed to prevent or prohibit, and that's what ASIC is most concerned about in this case.
But surely if you're selling your shares, you would look at what the ASX had issued rather than a news report of a press release.
Well, I think the issue is that I guess a number of people may well have been motivated by the fact that the story was on the news wires, and taking some comfort from the fact that it being on the news wires, it's likely to have been true. Closer market watchers, I suspect, would be aware that the ASX website is, if you like, the basic fount of information for these types of things. But I think a number of investors would expect that the news wires are a reasonably reliable source of information.
That's the acting chairman of ASIC, Greg Tanzer, speaking to Sue Lannan.